Hi everyone, it's Jennifer DePasquale, president and co-founder of the Women in Retail Leadership Circle. Did you know that we host regional one-day events? We provide space for women executives to gather and network, learn from each other, and improve business processes. If you want to find inspiration on how to conquer challenges in both your personal and professional lives, consider joining us at our Women in Retail Leadership On the Road event taking place in San Francisco on November 7th. For more information, visit ontheroad.wirlc.com. We sure hope to see you there.
Hello, and welcome to Women in Retail Talks. I'm Ashley Tradio, Senior Content Strategist at the Women in Retail Leadership Circle, and today I'm joined by Erin Fujimoto, co-founder and head of merchandising at Tommy John, a comfort-focused lifestyle brand committed to addressing the real problems men and women have with their clothing. Today we're going to be talking about how Tommy John successfully broke into the women's market after selling only men's clothing for 10 years, and their most recent venture into bras with their newest campaign, Don't Adjust. So Erin, thanks for joining me today.
Hi, so happy to be here.
So I gave a brief introduction, but could you tell me a little bit more about yourself, your background in finance, and then how you pivoted to starting Tommy John with your husband?
Sure. So I actually started out in finance, as you said. So I was a financial advisor with JP Morgan and was actually starting to take my classes to get my CFP certification. And if you know anything about that, it's kind of a long process, and it just made me take a look at my career track and my passion for what I was doing and kind of reevaluate life, as many of us do. And I just realized that maybe that wasn't my lifelong journey. Maybe that wasn't the thing that I was meant to do. And I kind of had this entrepreneurial bug. I really wanted to do something for myself. And so I just took a look at myself and said, what am I passionate about? And I actually started a skincare or like an organic product website where I sold skincare and household goods and supplements and all these wellness things that I was personally passionate about. And a lot of friends and family would ask me what products I would use. So I thought, hey, maybe that should be a business. And I love the process of starting this website, selecting my products, arranging the wholesale agreements, and getting the product live on site. And once this thing was live, to be honest, I just kind of fell flat. I sent out my first series of emails, and then the whole digital marketing side of it, I just was not, it was over my head. And, you know, it was a great learning process. It kind of kickstarted my desire of entrepreneurship and made me realize that it's actually quite not easy to start a business, but I knew that I could do it. And around that time, I actually met Tom. He's the Tom in Tommy John. And his middle name is John. His whole family called him Tommy when he was growing up, so hence the brand name Tommy John. Anyways, he was alongside me through my journey of starting this organic product website. And he was always asking, well, what's my idea? What kind of business should I start? I want to do something for myself. And so we would just ideate all the time on different ideas. What do we hate in life? Like what could we improve? What could be a great business idea? And one day we were sitting on the couch and he was literally complaining about his undershirt. And he just said, you know what I hate? I hate that my undershirt is always so boxy and baggy. And he worked in medical device sales at that time. And so he would get his dress shirts tailored, his suits tailored. And so he had these beautiful garments that were tailored to fit his body. But underneath all that, he wore this boxy, baggy undershirt that was thick and heavy and would make him overheat. And when he'd get out of his car and go into meetings, his undershirt would ride up and come untucked. And he's complaining about this. And I just thought, okay, well, maybe we should buy some extra tall slim fit undershirts and that they'll stay tucked in for you. And, I really didn't think that he was doing anything other than complaining about what the product he was wearing every day. And it was about a week later that he came home and he had bags full of undershirts from every brand, department stores, and he was frustrated. He said, why do all these, you know, the models on the packaging, like their dress shirt or their undershirt looks so slim fit and tailored to fit their body, but then it looks like a UPS box when I put it on? And I just was scratching my head going, oh my gosh, he's really serious. Like he hates his undershirts and we like he needs a solution.
That's so funny. So let's talk more about Tommy John. You know, a lot of brands make consumers decide between comfort, fit, or style, but they feel they have to make the sacrifices when it comes to intimates. How did Tommy John get around this?
So at the core of everything we do, even way back then when Tom was complaining about his undershirts, what our focus was 3 F's, fabric, fit, and function. So first thing that he was complaining about was the thick, heavy undershirts that would make him overheat. And so he wanted the soft, luxurious fabric that would stretch with his body, that was lightweight and breathable. And so we lived in San Diego. We ended up driving to the LA Garment District and touching a bunch of fabrics until he found one that he liked. And he also, you know, fit was core to that product. He wanted something that would fit his body, that was tailored, but again, that would stretch and not be restrictive. He wanted this thing to be comfortable at the end of the day. And it had to function. It had to serve a core purpose of staying tucked in. So that is really the DNA of our brand, is fabric, fit, and function. We say it's our 3 F's, and that's the lens that we keep when we look at any new product as we're developing and designing new product, is we always have that scrutinized eye on the 3 F's. So I would say nothing ever sacrifices, you know, even aesthetics. It's kind of a shift for a lot of our design team because they come from more fashion brands, and we're always like fabric, fit, and function first, right? Aesthetics fourth. And, you know, I would say we make beautiful product, and our customers, you know, we're always really pleased when we talk to our customers, and sometimes the first thing they say is like, our product is sexy, you know, and it was like, that's a great surprise for us because our product was never intended to be sexy. But I think it speaks to the nature that when people are comfortable, they feel confident. And as a result, that may translate for them as feeling sexy.
That makes total sense. So I'm going to shift gears a little bit. So you've held almost every role at Tommy John. How's that helped with your current role as head of merchandising?
So I would say, I'm head of merchandising. I also lead the design team and the brand. So heavily involved with creative and how we take our products to market. And holding just about every position, it's funny to hear you say that because, you know, what I used to do was on such a small scale, like even from inventory planning or finance. Today, it's kind of a joke, you know, when I look at these amazing teams who, you know, are so experienced and well-versed in what they do. What I did back then was kind of like chicken scratch, but it was what was required to run the business. I think at the end of the day, those core principles of understanding the fundamentals, especially because Tom and I didn't come from fashion. This is really our first business venture together. And every day, I mean, even still 11 and a half years into this business, we are learning every single day something new. So understanding just even the basic concepts of finance, of building an email template, how to speak to customers, what's a proper subject line in our marketing, all that stuff has translated to us being more well-versed leaders for our company.
So let's talk about the women's range. It launched last year and you guys sold through 6 months worth of units in just 6 weeks. Why do you think the launch was so successful?
That's a great question. So to be honest, we had a kind of a built-in customer base. A lot of women did the household purchasing for their families. And so, you know, she might have been the one to introduce her significant other, a son, or a family member to our brand when we were just a men's brand. And we had been hearing loud and clear in the years before we actually launched women's that she was emailing us, calling us, and asking for product for Tommy John to make women's product. And, you know, at first we kind of said, oh, that's cool. Like, that's great that she would want us to, but we really couldn't, we didn't quite see the white space and understand how Tommy John could be differentiated in such a crowded women's intimate space. It wasn't until we saw a customer of ours post a picture of herself on Facebook, and she was actually wearing a pair of our men's boxer briefs. And she said, "These are the most comfortable underwear I own. Tommy John, please make women someday." And I'm like, here's a woman who put herself out on social media wearing a pair of men's boxer briefs, and she's wearing them because they are truly the most comfortable thing she can find. Like, why can she, in this saturated market of women's intimates, how come she can't find a pair of underwear that is comfortable for her? You know? Mm-hmm. And so I just knew that there was something there that we had to get to the bottom of. And at the end of the day, women were just seeking comfort, right? Comfort over aesthetics. She wants products that work. She's appreciates quality. And at the end of the day, if the product delivers, then that's what she's looking for. So the proof was there. I mean, for us to sell out of 6 months of inventory in 6 weeks was incredible. I mean, we were just hoping that women would slowly but surely embrace our brand as, you know, a men's brand going into women's. And, you know, that her voice was so loud and her passion for the brand was. So it's been incredible.
So I think you kind of answered my next question as well, but I had read in an interview, I think it was with Her Campus, that one of the mistakes you made in the past was not listening to your customers sooner when they requested a woman's line. And so can you tell us a little bit more about that and why you were hesitant to start? Was it just that, you know, you felt like the market was oversaturated?
We did feel like it was oversaturated. And to be honest, we were so busy solving problems for men. We felt like men had been so underserved for so many years that we just felt like, oh, we have so much work to do in the men's space. And so that was part of it. But also, yeah, just really being able to understand that, like, there were still voids and that there still was a white space and that there was still opportunity to deliver even more comfort in this highly innovative women's intimate space.
So let's talk about the new bra line. Tommy John went through a 2-year process to develop and deliver a range of bras that were in alignment with their newest campaign of Don't Adjust. Can you tell us a little bit about that process?
Yeah, so it was 2 years, and this was one thing that, even though women were asking us to make underwear, I always knew that if this, you know, if the women's division has legs, if this thing catches on, then we have to do bras. And so that ideation started alongside. I mean, even when we were outreaching to our customers and doing focus groups around what does she want in underwear? How can her underwear be better? We were also asking questions right alongside about bras, right? Because mm-hmm. I knew that that's where we had to go. And that's where really the majority of her pain points live, right? Women can complain all day about bras. And so we started that, the ideation and figuring out what problems and what, how can we truly solve for her? And I would say that, you know, most people advised us that bras are the most complex garments that anyone can design. And I received a major crash course in that. I mean, bras are highly complex. The women's body, everybody, you know, you can have two women who are exactly the same size, and a bra can fit them so different. So it's there's so many variables when it comes to it. But at the end of the day, women are seeking comfort in their bras more than anything. And I would say we still have a long, long runway of solutions that we can continue to deliver in bras. But most of our bras come with a lot of fit flexibility. So a lot of the complaints that we heard from women is that there wasn't enough, like they were too tight in some places, too loose in some places, that the bra straps would fall down. And one eye-opening thing for me was that I'm 5'1", and so I'm not real tall. I'm kind of on the shorter side, and my bra straps would always fall down. And when I was sitting with our design and merchant team, I was asking, why do bra straps fall down? Why is that like a top complaint from women even today, right? After 100 years of bra evolution, why is she still complaining that her bra straps are falling down? And they said, well, usually bras only come like with half adjustability, right? Because the front half of the bra is for aesthetic. So there's some sort of design treatment or element that, you know, so she can't adjust it in that front part of her bra. But if you allow that full range of adjustability, a woman who's 5 foot tall and a woman who's 6 foot tall, they could wear the same size bra and it would adjust to fit to them. And I'm like, how genius is that? Why, how come more brands aren't talking to about that? And why is it that in my 25 years of bra wearing and going in to get fit, there's never been a fit technician who said, you know what, you're a little bit shorter, so can I suggest that you get a bra with a full range of adjustability, right? It's just something that's not really thought about. But at the end of the day, like, that is one of her top five complaints over and over again, is that she hates that her bra straps fall down.
Yeah, I definitely can relate. So, going to shift gears again. At Women in Retail, we're all about women empowerment. Do you have any female mentors that helped you along the way?
So I would say I've had quite a few mentors. I've been pretty lucky in my life. So my mom has definitely been a great mentor of mine. So she's primarily a single mom most of my life. And you know, she's always just empowered me and told me that, you know, I can do anything that I set my mind to. And so eventually, you know, I just, growing up, I believed that, right? I believed that I could be anything I wanted to be, that I could create anything that I wanted to create. And so I think she was a really empowering role model for me. And I saw her just work so hard, right, to maintain everything that we had. And also throughout my career, I've had a lot of female managers who just always believed in me. And I think that that goes a really, really long way to have women advocating for women and just, you know, just believing in each other and believing that kind of seeing somebody's promise and their capabilities.
Great. And so my last question is just what future plans you have and Tommy John in general.
Well, we have a lot to do. So we're only, you know, our women's division is only 18 months old. We still have a lot of work to do in the men's space. So Tommy John is now a dual gender brand. We serve both men and women, which is great and amazing. But we're also expanding a lot into retail stores. So we just opened, we have now 5 stores, one in King of Prussia in South Park Mall in North Carolina. We just opened in a suburb of Chicago, Scottsdale Fashion Square, and Houston to come next month. So retail is a big component, and it's really exciting because we get to just interact with our customers firsthand, have them come into the store, see our full range of products, and you know, just there's nothing better than that live feedback and to be able to give our customers the full brand experience. We also just launched our first men's and women's apparel capsule. So this has been our biggest launch of apparel to date. And it's a robust line of men's and women's comfort apparel. So the idea here is that, you know, I would love for our customers to feel like they got dressed and ready for the day and feel put together enough to, you know, step outside and do what they need to do on weekends, but also go to work in their clothing, but feel like they're wearing sweatpants, right? So look so put together, but feel like they're wearing sweatpants. And that is the idea behind the collection. So we have pants, blazers, workwear, and weekend wear with this capsule. So this is just the start, but our goal with Tommy John is to dress the customer from the inside out. So starting with their most intimate layers all the way to their outer layers.
Great. Well, Erin, thanks so much for joining me on this episode of Women in Retail Talks.
Thanks. This is fun. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. For more information on this podcast, please check out our podcast channel page at wirlc.com/podcasts for show notes. Women in Retail Talks is available on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, and Spotify. Make sure to subscribe on our podcast channel page as well. If you'd enjoy this episode, please take a few moments to rate and review this podcast. Thanks, and until next time, this has been Women in Retail Talks.
Hi, everyone. It's Jen again. To hear more from inspiring women in retail like our guest today, attend our Women in Retail Leadership Circle On the Road event taking place in San Francisco on November 7th. Visit ontheroad.wirlc.com for more information. We hope to see you there.